Hello, my love bugs. It is 12:47 a.m. Today is Monday, March 18th. I don't really know what this episode's about, but we're just gonna do it. I feel like I had a dream about something, and it might have to do with this fucking reading. I'm not really sure. I don't even know who's gonna resonate for, so whatever. Take it. If it resonates, leave it. If it does not, and please do not force it to fit your situation. I don't feel like it's anything urgent. It's just like maybe clarity or something. So boom, I do see that I'm so far, there's a divine feminine involved. Yeah, this is definitely about clarity. The second card that came out was Ace of Swords, and that's normally like seeing something clearly. So there's a divine feminine involved. She's popping up as the Queen of Wands. So very beautiful, attractive, magnetic. And I see that somebody, like tried to employ her or hire her for something, or there's something like that. Like, with the Three of Pentacles here, maybe asked her to be a model, or like, I'll pay you for this, or I'll pay you to be a model, or, something like that. I do see there's another woman that was like working on this that could have messaged in Divine Feminine about like being a model or taking a picture. But with the Fool card here in Strength, I feel like, I don't know if this is your Divine Feminine masculine or if like you're the Divine Feminine listening, but I feel like there was some confusion and chaos around the situation. Because whoever this feminine is that came in to message Divine Feminine with the Fool card here, it was giving like, I feel like your Divine Feminine for the masculines, your Divine Feminine is like really good at spotting out things. And if you like try to send somebody in to like help you out or ask certain questions or like, do something for you, like I'll pay you to go and ask this Divine Feminine this, or I'll pay you to do this for her or something like that. Even if she doesn't directly know it's sent by you, or it's just there's some type of confusion around it, right? So I don't know, were you telling the person what to say to your Divine Feminine or something? Because she can spot out a fake from like a mile away. So I don't know if the original intention was like just to ask certain questions or to actually compensate this person for a project or something that they're working on, including like, I don't know how to fucking explain it. Like, it's like, okay, if your Divine Feminine was supposed to be a model and like she's really beautiful or something like that, and it's like, hey, I'm a modeling agency, I just want to reach out to you and say, hey, you know, I really like your pictures on your profile, whoop, 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 did you want to work with us? And it's like, yeah, sure, that's awesome. And your Divine Feminine was probably like trying to be like, yeah, let's do this. But then it's like, there's a certain part of the conversation that came up where the person that you sent was not making sense to the Divine Feminine. So then in her mind, she's like, is this a scammer? You know, she's like, with the Fool card here in Strength, she's really good at like spotting out if something's off. And even if it wasn't like a legit scammer, the energy she was probably picking up on with her intuition is like, who sent this person? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe your Divine Feminine went through a lot of shit, and she doesn't really, like, she's trust, I mean, she, her trust is, like, off. She doesn't trust people. So it's like, if you're sending in somebody, and even if the company or the vibe is, like, a legit business or something, it's like, the person that you sent doesn't know how to talk to your Divine Feminine. So, like, whatever she was saying was either contradictory or, like, she was holding back, and your Divine Feminine can tell when somebody's holding back. With the Four of Pentacles here, is like holding on to something. Like maybe Yeah, just giving me a vibe of, like, divine masculine. I know this sucks. Like, dating a fucking psychic can suck sometimes. But, like, I'm just here to explain it to you. So, it's not nothing. It's, like, it's not nothing where you should be upset at your friend or whoever this was that was helping you. And it's nothing that you should be upset with your divine feminine for. She's just able to tell when somebody's holding back on information. And I feel like maybe the person that you paid to come in to ask your divine feminine questions about something or to tell her about an opportunity was, she was holding back. And maybe the information she was withholding, made her quite repetitive, if that makes sense. So it's like, how do I explain this? Cause something like this happened to me, but like, somebody's like, oh yeah, you know, like I want to work with you, boop, boop, boop. And then your divine feminine is like, all right, cool. Like, what are the details? Let's iron out the details. And it's like, oh yeah, this, this, this. And then she's like, all right, well, like, let's say it's like payment or something. Like, the person's like, oh yeah, I want to get, like, I'm going to get compensated for the masterpiece or the pictures that I take, the portfolio, whatever. And then I can put it in the art gallery, and then when it sells or something, you can get some money out of it or something because you're the model. I don't know, something like that. And then your divine feminine's like, all right, cool. So then the person's like, what's your payment type? You know, like, how do you get paid? And she's like, all right, well, my Cash App, my Venmo, something like that. And then she's like, oh, my client doesn't have those apps. And it's like, okay, well, first off, your divine feminine is probably thinking, like, it's 2024. Who does not have those apps? Like, what is this person, 94? Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So she's like, well, we don't need your banking information. We just need you to do this. And it's like, nah, I don't fuck with that because I don't trust banks or I don't. It's something that your divine feminine just don't trust a lot of people or things, or she don't trust anybody with her money. She could be very old school. She could have grew up in poverty. She don't even trust banks. Like, so if she was to have a regular 9-to-5, she would probably have a bank account only because of that. And even then, she's the type of person that she would only leave in the bare minimum so that they wouldn't charge her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how some banks be like, this is how I am too, so I get it. But like, some banks are like, oh, you gotta at least have a minimum of $75 in your savings and like a minimum of like $150 in your check-ins at all times, or we're gonna charge you. Your divine feminine would literally put all her money and be like, okay, I'm gonna deposit this check. She's the type of person that's either gonna go to the ATM and do it, or if the ATM is glitching, she'll go inside the bank and do it so that she could see people. She can see the money be going in. Like, she's really particular about that kind of stuff. And then even if she put in all the money right then and there and they're like, do you need any money back? She's like, no. And she'll go outside to the ATM and pull all that money out and leave exactly how much they told her that she needs in the account for it to not charge her. Like, she does not trust anybody with her money. That's the type of divine feminine that you have. So it's like, whatever this person was coming in to ask her, or you were like paying them to ask questions or to set up a modeling type thing or something like that, the questions got a little too personal, and it was like, so what are you holding back? Like, why are you asking me these questions? You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you I only have this way right now that I can accept money. You told me that you don't have a way to send me any for me being compensated. And you told me that the original client that wants the pictures of me or me to be the model or whatever doesn't have this either. So it's like, the person was kind of going through loops, like going through loopholes instead of just, I don't know. It's like withheld information with this Four of Pentacles though. It's like, okay, like, so nobody has a way that they can do it. And then the person's like, why don't you just open up a bank account? And your divine feminine's like, I will, when I have the money. Like, I'm not going to just go to a bank and open up an account. You need to put money into the account when you open it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, what would be the point in going and doing that? Your divine feminine is not even the type. I don't know. I don't even know if you can open it up on the mobile app, a whole account. She's the type to look somebody in their eye and open up the account at the branch, but she's not going to do that without a check in hand type shit. You know, she's like very old school. She can be however old she is. God bless you, baby. She can be however old she is, but it's like, I'm not going to do that unless I have something to deposit into a bank. So I feel like your divine feminine could have put on her thinking cap and was like, all right, well, where do we go from him? Because like, this ain't working out. You ain't budging on this. The person that you're getting the pictures for or doing the modeling gig for, whatever that sent you, is not budging on this. This is the only way I have right now. So then it was like, the questions got a little too personal and it kind of felt like weird, like scammy. Even if the person was not a scammer, your divine feminine felt like this person was a scammer because they can be intuitive or psychic or something. So it's like, okay, even if you're not scamming, you're lying about something. You're holding back some type of information. You know more than you're letting off. And it's just like, why is it getting weird? Yeah, so they're feeling like, are you an op? Like, who sent you, you know? Especially divine masculine, if you know your divine feminine has went through hell, they don't trust anybody coming through unless it's like completely just 100% honest. They can feel when something's being withheld. With the official person here, high honor, in the family room, I don't know, like, maybe this is somebody you consider family that you sent in and was like, hey, can you do this for me? Yeah, and then with the Eight of Cups, your divine feminine walked away from it because she's like, I don't have time for this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? For sure. Divine feminine could have walked away from it using her better judgment. With the King of Swords here, I feel like you have an idea of like... This is kind of funny. But like, you're trying to like, with the King of Swords here, you're like trying to put an idea into fruition, but it's like your divine feminine is fucking difficult. I don't know what you are trying to do because it's not letting me pick up on that, but it's like, it's gonna be hard whatever you're trying to do because your divine feminine can see through things very easily for sure. So it's like the moment you start doing something, if it doesn't feel right in her energy, she's gonna end it and she's gonna walk away from it. So maybe the person like got blocked or something like that. Yeah, with the Nine of Cups here, the person could feel like you're that's funny. The person could feel like your divine feminine is like bratty or like she's sassy or like she has a smart mouth or something. Shit, I mean. Yeah, and it's like, I'm only trying to gift you this, or I'm only trying to help you out, or like, she's not even saying that to the divine feminine. She's trying to like help you help your divine feminine out. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing, but like, it's not gonna work that way. It's like, I'm not saying you have to just ruin whatever surprise you're trying to do, but it's like, she can tell, like, that person, whatever, whoever it was that you sent towards your divine feminine, they don't know how to talk to your divine feminine, like, without coming off completely obvious that they're hiding something, you know what I'm saying? And it, honestly, like, the average person probably wouldn't have picked up on it, but your divine feminine is, like, on top of her shit, for sure. For some of you guys, this can be, like, a portrait or a painting or, like, something like that, like a... Cause I see a canvas here and I see like a feminine posing, like a model, like, oh, you're really beautiful. Let me draw you or something. And she's like, oh yeah, cool. That's what's up. But then it's like everything after that was just like downhill because this person, your spirit, your divine feminine can just tell when people are hiding things. Yeah. With Distant Horizons, though, I see it might have end up having positive movement for it. It's just another way you have to come about the situation. Yeah, why is the child here? There's another way you might have to go about the situation. Lovers and child. I don't know. Do you want, like, a kid with your divine feminine? Or you might have a kid with them, or... I don't really know what that means, but... I don't think that's a smart move either to like go in and have the same person come back and be like, hey, can I get a picture of your kid to draw? Like, that's not smart. Like, no. But something, I don't know, something about like the lovers and the child here. So maybe that resonates with you more, divine masculine, of what that means. I don't really know, but, I feel like this person kind of got like blocked or something. And like on your end, you're probably like, what the fuck? Like, my friend got blocked, or, did she cuss you out? Or she's like, no, she just blocked me. I can't communicate with your person anymore. She might even feel like, or you might feel like she's seeing it coming, or she's gonna see it coming or something. So, yeah. It's funny. I don't know what advice to give you other than, like, have somebody else. It has to be, yeah, because a fool, with a fool here, you're trying to catch her, like, off guard. But she's always on guard because she doesn't trust people. So, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe send somebody in that, like, it's literally about how the person explained it. So I can only give an example of like what happened to me to explain it, but it was like how the person was explaining it was hella off. Like, this is why it sounded scammer, in my opinion, to me. So I don't know what your divine feminine went through, but this is why it sounded scammy. So that I can give an example, right? Because I don't know everybody's personal whatever happened. So it's like the person was like, oh, like, this is the only form of money exchange this person does, this is the only form I do, and then this is the only form you do. And then she was like urging me to open up a bank account, and I'm just like, I'll open it up when I have money in my hand. Like, I'm not about to fucking just open up an account, dog. Like, that's not how I do things. So, like, what the fuck? So, like, then I think the chick asked for my age, and I'm just like, what the fuck does my age got to do with, she asked where I'm from and my age. I'm like, what the fuck that got to do with, like, anything? She's like, oh, it's for the painting, or it's for the drawing or something. And I was just like, nah, B. Like, some off. But then, like, the thing that sounded scammy to me was, like, she was, like, basically in the beginning, she said that the person that wanted the picture or the painting or anything like that, like, whatever it is in your Divine Feminine's case, she was basically, like, the client only, was, like, a check person or something. And, like, and she said the thing that made it scammy was, like, she said, I'm trying to think of how she worded it. Like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to email you it or something. And then, like, email you the check, and then you deposit it into your bank, and then you give me your cut. Then you give me a cut of it. And I'm like, nah, that don't make sense. Why? I was like, why can't the person just, like, fucking write two different checks? Like, the fuck? Like, I'm not really savvy on banks, and I don't like them, but I'm not dumb either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if this is somebody paying you for your work, this person should be paying you for your work and then separately paying me for whatever you're asking me for. And she said it again, like repeated herself again, like, I'm not slow, dog. I know what I'm reading. No, what you're saying is not making sense. I don't know much about scams. I'm not no scam artist. But typically, it'd be like shit where it's like, typically it's like, oh, you, how about you put this in your account and deposit this check, and then basically when it clears, you give me a cut. That's kind of what it sounded like. And I'm like, nah, if this person does banks and all that kind of shit, like, why he can't, why she can't, whoever, I think she said it was a female, like, why can't she just like fucking pay you? And she's like, oh, I need my art supplies to even do the drawing. And I'm like, I'm an artist, you feel me? I'm like, if you're gonna get commission to do something, that's a, first off, that's a second, that's a separate fucking agreement. And then for the most part, most artists already have the basics, you feel me? Like, I'm like, something's not adding up, bro. What do you mean you need the art supplies just to do the shit? Like, if you're an artist, you have some type of art supplies. If they're saying, oh, I need acrylics, then okay. And you don't have acrylics right now. Okay, that makes sense. But that's something you talk to the client about personally. And then they pay you for you to get the shit. And it's a part of your commission. But for the Divine Feminine to be the model for this, or to take the pictures, or like whatever the situation is, that's a separate payment too. We don't get paid out the same check, sis. You feel me? Like, that's not, something ain't right. So, I don't know if that situation happened to me, so I can explain what's possibly happening to your Divine Feminine, but make that make sense on your own. But I feel like she was just like, nah, something's off. I'm good. Yeah. I don't know really what to say, other than I see the Lover's card here and a child here. So maybe you and your Divine Feminine share a child, or your Divine Feminine has a child or children separately from whatever y'all got going on. Maybe there's another way you can approach it. But yeah. So then with the Ten of Wands here and the Queen of Wands, I feel like maybe it got to a point where your Divine Feminine with the Wands here is like magic. Maybe your Divine Feminine thought that this person was like, maybe your Divine Feminine goes through a lot of black magic. Like, a lot of people send her magic. A lot of people threaten her or try to scam her or like do fuck shit. And maybe she was trying to trust this person and be like, okay, let me send over my information. Let me send my name. Let me see my email. Let me send my email. Let me send my government name, or like, you ask for pictures for the portrait or whatever, like headshots or whatever the situation was. Let me send that over. So it's like your Divine Feminine did their part, but the end all be all was like the person got blocked because your Divine Feminine felt like they were repeating themselves and not making sense and like kind of contradicting stuff. But I see in the cards, it's honestly because they were trying to hold back something. Like, you could have paid them to not reveal something or something like that. So it's like, your Divine Feminine was getting annoyed. And it's like, at this point, it's like, who sent you? You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like, I seen the cards, they don't, your Divine Feminine didn't know it had anything to do with you. Or, I don't know. It's just like, with the Fool card here twice, it's like, willy-nilly, like, did this person just approach me? Is this one of my ops faking as something? You know what I'm saying? It's like, this happens way too often for your Divine Feminine for her to trust shit like that. So it's like, it might seem like it's easier for you to try to do something sweet and surprise this person, but like, I don't know, maybe it was the wrong messenger or something. I don't know, like, it just, no, because I see, like, it ended up with, like, your Divine Feminine thinking that this person was a snake or something, and I feel like I see somebody scared. Your Divine Feminine could have, like, threatened him. If your Divine Feminine is, like, a practitioner with the black cat here, she might be, like, a witch or practitioner or something like that. She does magic. She could have threatened the person and was like, if you are scamming me, if you are one of my ops or something like that, I'm gonna curse you. And I see with the Ten of Wands, the person could have walked away feeling like they were cursed. I'm here to see. I see in the cards, the person's not cursed. If you're wondering, Divine Masculine, like, oh shit, something went sideways. I put my friend in danger. And now she's cursed. The person's not cursed. I feel like I see in the cards that, like, yeah, it's like your divine feminine is really hard to, it's hard to read her energy. It's hard to get certain information out of her. It's easier if you would just come in and do it yourself, maybe, because she trusts you. But it's like to send anybody else to do it. Maybe you have to be smart with your words when you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I explain it? How can I explain this? So, like, if you're trying to do something for your divine feminine and still surprise her, you probably can, but it's like, it's the way you word things, right? So it's like, if you're coming in, let me see, I'm trying to give an example. It's like, if you're trying to figure out what restaurant to bring your divine feminine to, and she doesn't know that you're planning a date with a fancy restaurant and all that, and you're just like, what you could cook? Yeah, what you like to cook? Oh, should I really like cooking pasta and linguine and fucking lasagna? And oh, so you like Italian food? Yeah, that's my favorite cuisine. Oh, okay, that's what's up. Shit, that's bomb. You might have to cook that for me one day. But she doesn't realize that you're asking her that so that you can find the fanciest Italian restaurant to bring out on a date. You see what I'm saying? It's like about the way that you maneuver it. So I feel like you can still surprise your divine feminine, but like to have somebody else go in that she doesn't know or has a fake profile or like however that was and try to ask her questions and the person is holding back information. So it makes her psychic guard goes up. Like if she's psychic or she's intuitive or a witch or something, with this Two of Swords here, if she can't see and she doesn't understand, she doesn't know, it leaves her confused. And especially with everything she's been going through, it's not like her life has been a walk in the park recently. She's been going through a lot of psychic attacks and spell work and stuff. So it's like, it automatically feels like, you know, when you're sparring with somebody, like fencing, like on guard, and like you're like fencing with somebody, but it's like she doesn't know who she's fencing with. So she could have threatened this person with a spell. But the type of divine feminine you have, she's with strength here. She's very powerful with magic. So even though she threatened this person to scare this person away, like, leave me the fuck alone before I do a spell on you or I'll curse you, I'll put black magic on you or something, it didn't literally mean like that was the curse. You know, she didn't literally go and do spell work. She probably asked her spirit team like, what the fuck is going on? Show me, cause I'm confused. Is this person good or bad? And I feel like she was asking that throughout the time that this person was conversing with her, but it kept being blocked because it probably has something to do with you. So the cards were even confusing because it's like, no, it's not a bad thing. But she's like, well, why do I feel like it's bad? Why do I feel like this person's scamming me? Why do I feel like this person's lying? Like, so is this good or bad? The cards are like, no, it's good. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? So she could have been like pissed off throughout the day because that seems like magic. Like, on her end, as being a psychic, it seems like magic. It seems like she's confused with her own gifts. Like, her spirit team is telling her in the cards it's good, but they're not even telling her what's really going on in the background. And then the encounter she had was just like, something's off. I can't quite put my finger on it. So she's like, I know I can't just go around and cast any spells on people just for no reason. I'll get in trouble and ruin my own shit going on. So she threatened the person to like get them off her back, to get them to stop messaging her and leave her alone. And even if the person didn't get it, she like blocked them so that they could stop talking to her. And then she probably was like, went to sleep and was like, yeah, y'all need to show me something, a snippet of something. So then she has some type of clarity. So I feel like your divine feminine has, she still don't know what the fuck is going on, but she has enough clarity to understand like, oh, okay, that person wasn't a bad person. She probably is not going to unblock that person because it got annoying. But I feel like you on the other end, you got to find a different way to like communicate. Yeah. You got to find a different way to communicate this because like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you were trying to figure out this person's address or something. Your divine feminine probably wasn't going to get that person that type of information. Like, they barely wanted to give them a first and last name type of information. They don't trust anybody. So it's like, the only way for you to get something that you want is you have to talk to this person yourself. Because they probably only would trust you. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you got to roundabout that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just have them so flirty and just like, oh, that they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, their guard's down and they're talking to you, so they trust you. And it's not so much like their guard is up and they feel like chaos and confusion going on, because then it's like, they'll just send spirits to people, you know? But I see in the cards, they didn't do that to your friend. So if your friend's like running around crying and like sad that they were trying to do a favor for you and got cursed, the person's not cursed. With the Ten of Wands here, they're not cursed. Like, they're okay. Like, she said it, but it's like, if she actually did it, you'll know. It's just like, the person probably never had that happen to them before, so they're like scared. They're probably like, fuck you, I'm never doing a favor for you again. Your girlfriend's a brat, she's evil. I don't know, like, whatever. Yeah, I see with the Four Cups here, you gotta just make an offer to this person yourself out the blue. Yeah, for sure. I don't know, like, you're just gonna have to come do it through and do it yourself. This is somebody, this is a divine feminine that you probably knew since you guys were like teenagers or something. So it's like, you know, there's a level of trust there for sure with the Ace of Pentacles, the Wheel of Fortune here. I feel like it's destined to go well, but I feel like you were trying to do it and be like cute and like, let me see if I can do this. But like, no, you can't. Yeah, this is definitely somebody's twin flame soulmate or something like that. And you're like, damn, this bitch is difficult. Yes. But I feel like it's only because of everything they went through with the Page of Pentacles here. If you're gonna message this person about money, just be upfront and be like, okay, go do this, so that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know. It's like, if you're like, go open up a bank account and you say it, okay, they'll trust that, right? If you're like, I'm going to fucking mail you this, or I'm gonna fucking call up the bank and you make the account and then have me on the phone and then they can fucking process all the shit in the background, like, I don't know, but you gotta, it's you, you know, their energy's more open to you. It's their, come on now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here about to start fucking stuttering. You know they wasn't gonna trust no random ass person talking about no bank information. Especially if they already don't fuck with banks. And it's like, what the fuck you mean you ain't got no goddamn Cash App? What the fuck you mean you ain't got Venmo? Like, what, are you under a rock? Like, normally people have both. So it's just kind of weird. Yeah. I feel like with the Judgment card here, with the Page of Pentacles, you made an attempt at, You paid somebody and made an attempt to do something, and then that person immediately got faced with judgment because, like, they're not in trouble. They're not bad. It's not, nothing's wrong with your friend or whatever, but it's just like, you got to see how intense your divine feminine psychic powers are, that it's like, no, I'm not doing that. So, you know, like, you got to see how their guard is. So it's like, okay, I gotta just go ahead and figure this out. I gotta balance out things, because it doesn't matter how many people you send in, they're not gonna believe whatever they're saying. They might not even answer any random people anymore, because it's like, at this point, you know, like, the conversation, I'm telling you, could have started off swell. Like, it could have been going really well. Your divine feminine kept up her half of the deal, but then, like, when it came to the financial part, shit wasn't adding up. Person was repeating themselves. They're trying to squeeze more information out of the person to make it make sense. And then it seemed like when your divine feminine was probably like, they're very intelligent. So it's like, okay, this is what I'm comprehending here, and repeated the information back to the person. The person made it seem like your divine feminine didn't know what they were talking about. Like, girl, look, are you playing on my top? Cause like, I'll literally curse you. I don't have time for that. You know? So it's like, yeah, the person's not cursed. It's okay. It's just like your divine feminine only is going to build with somebody that they trust. They're only going to relay certain information or do certain things with somebody they trust. Other than that, they're not budging. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that makes sense. I hope it helps. I don't know. We're almost done though. I don't really know what else to say. Yeah. Hopefully if this is your friend that might be around your divine feminine in the future, she understands that this person really is a good person and they care, but it's just like, they have gifts. And if she doesn't see you're not making sense, then yeah, cause this is like a friend that you have around. I don't know if this is like a homegirl or like a friend of a friend, or like, I don't know what this is. But I say it's your friend. Yeah. With the Queen of Cups and then the Three of Cups, this chick, this female, and your divine feminine might end up being friends in the future. And maybe she can sit down with her and be like, hey, this is what's good. And yeah, if you ever try to lie to me, I'm gonna know, type shit. Okay, I get it. You know, like, they need to have that conversation. Yeah, because she keeps popping up. Your divine feminine pops up as Queen of Wands and Queen of Cups right now. And then you just keep popping up as King of Swords. Like, you're trying to, like, strategize a plan or something, but it's just not going the way you want it to go. Because your divine feminine is like, fuck off. And I feel like she didn't even say it in a rude way. She's just like, bruh, I gotta go. Because maybe she got a foul mouth or something. Yeah, with the Lover's card here. And the Two of Pentacles. I don't know. It's certain energies that my spirit team is not letting me pick up in this. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe she had a dream about something. And, okay. The whole reason I did this episode is because I had a dream about something. And I didn't understand that dream. I seen my babe in the dream and he was like driving. So normally that's like when somebody's taking control of a situation, and he was reversing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how like some people are really good at driving backwards? It was like that, but I felt like he was trying to get me out of a situation. Like, if I was driving, then I mean, I would be in control of a situation. But he was driving, and he was just like, we pulled forward to somewhere, and like, I had like a envisionment of like a white girl, or like a black and white girl. She was mixed or something, and she had tattoos or some shit like that. And I just got a vision of some chick, and then like, he pulled forward. And I was like, oh, that's cool. She had like piercings and tattoos or something. I was like, oh, that's what's up. Like, your piercing, cool. And then we like dropped her off somewhere. And then he just like reversed the car instead of like pulling around or doing a Yui, or you know how people like flip the car back around. He just like reversed it all the way through and then turned it around and got me out of there. And I was just like, so what I took from that dream is in my situation, he stopped me from cursing somebody. That's what I picked up from it. I don't know about your situation, your divine feminine, but it was like, let me take control of the situation because it went left. So whoever else is going to resonate with this message, your divine feminine is going to see something in her dreams. And that's like all I seen. So it wasn't like I seen anything other than that. I don't really even know what the person really looked like other than she looked mixed or white or something. Yeah. And that it like, from that little clip of my dream, it allowed things to start over fresh, if that makes sense. So like I said, for you, for on your end, whoever's listening to this, is like your divine feminine could have threatened somebody but didn't go through and light the candles and stuff. The person could have just been annoyed and was like, fuck it, I'm gonna take a nap, and like took a nap and was like, oh, some type of clarity came through the dream and was like, oh, okay, laughs things off, you know, it's funny, cool. But like, she also probably is not gonna unblock the person type shit, because it's like, that's awkward, you know. I don't know, like, it's just weird now. Yeah. But I feel like I'm really here mainly to clear up that if there was a friend of yours that came through and was trying to help you out, that the person's not cursed. Yeah. For sure. So, I see the chariot here and I see two people in the car. So, yeah, there could have been somebody else that had a dream about you and your divine feminine, or you and your divine masculine in a car, and like the masculine driving away and controlling it. That was basically him like reversing the spell. But for a majority of you guys, the divine feminine never actually put out a spell. It was just like, I don't know, it was like just trying to harmonize something. Shit, for some of y'all divine feminine could have got pissed off enough that they did do a spell. I just know on my end, I didn't. I just was like, fuck this shit, I'm going to sleep. Because I don't like being confused about shit, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, it's like, I'm zen, I'm chilling, fuck off. You could have felt, like, anger. Because you pick up on your divine feminine's energy and vice versa. So you could have felt, like, anger or, like, hot or irritated for the rest of the day. And you're like, where is this coming from? This is how your divine feminine feels like when there's confusion. And they go through much, so much chaos spells and chaos magic and people playing on their head and confusing them and making them feel like, no, this is a good thing. When really it's like somebody trying to come in and do some fuck shit to them. So it's like that kind of shit, they have a guard up about that. And it pisses them off because it's like, they literally go through this every day, every other day, with somebody trying to come in and be like, hey, how you doing? I want to talk to you. I want to date you. And it's like an op sending somebody or making a fake profile or another practitioner trying to put a spell on them. So it's like there's way too much of that going on for like you to send somebody, even if it was harmless, to do the same thing. You almost got your friend fucked up type shit. So it's like, if you felt grumpy or irritated throughout the rest of the day, as in when I say the rest of the day, I mean like yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, it was because your divine feminine felt that way, because she was like confused, because she's like, why isn't my fucking cards telling me what happened? Like, you guys keep telling me everything's okay. And her spirit team was like, it's all okay, because they're, it's like, I don't know. You guys' spirit teams are connected, so you have like this protection shield around what you're trying to do for your divine feminine, and she doesn't know. And I don't feel like she wants to know every detail, but it's also like, she could not pick up on the fact of if this person was an op or not, because all the cards kept saying that they're not. So she felt like, this bitch is doing a spell on me, because this is what it feels like. So that shit pissed her off. Like, another person? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, when is this gonna end? Like, every time this happens, it gets irritating and it's repetitive and it's redundant. And it's like, I was just in a good mood. Something told me not to respond to this person. I didn't use my judgment correctly. I'm slipping on my pimping over here. So she was mad at herself for putting herself in that situation. Wow, now these people have my government name. Now they have pictures of me, headshots of me. Now they have my email address, like, whatever. So she felt like she gave up her information to somebody. And they were gonna use that against her. Because people can do that with a spell. Like, now they know my government name. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if she goes by a certain nickname online or alias or something, it's like, the person was like, oh, this person needs this for this. So she was doing her part. But when it started to, like, go left, it's like, wow, now this part, now I can't do anything. The information's already sent. Like, now this motherfucker has my first and last government name. Like, then the person was asking their birthday and their age and stuff. She's like, what the fuck? So it's like, no, those are grounds for spell work to be done. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to understand from both sides that that's just not okay. yeah. I don't know. With the four cups here, I don't know if your friend went home and, like, got wasted or drunk, if they drank or something. Or they're stressed out or something. I hope that the person's okay. Like, don't be stressed out. It's just, like, your divine feminine seeing certain flashes of certain things in dream time. To see that the person's not a bad person, basically. Again, they're not cursed. Yeah. I feel like if you're gonna have this person around your divine feminine in the future, if they smoke and talk about it, it'll be fine. Things can move forward. But it's just like, you know, don't do that again, maybe. Yeah. Like, the next time around, it's just gonna have to be, like, legit you or something like that. I feel like maybe you received the information that you needed to know, like, okay, I have to get a Cash App, I have to get a Venmo, or whatever information she said, because this is all they have right now. Like, you know? But with the Eight of Swords, yeah, I feel like your friend, like, went home. If they smoke and drink, they got, like, really stoned or really drunk and was just like, oh my God, I'm, like, cursed. And, like, they're eating pizza, just, like, fucking sad, sitting in front of the TV. That's, like, that's kind of the power of black magic, where just the thought of you being cursed can make you go into depression. But I can see your divine feminine didn't do anything. But yeah, this person's like fucked off, like, in the head. So you can go ahead and clear this up for your person, your friend. If you need to, share the episode with them, have them listen to it. I don't know, but yeah, it's okay. It's gonna be okay, bro. Like, they're not cursed. With the Ace of Cups here, it's like, if you want to do, you got to do your own dirty work, bro. I don't know what else to say. Like, yeah, you got to do your own dirty work. Yeah. Okay. Eight of Swords and Five of Cups. This person's depressed. So what happened is, like I said, the idea of somebody cursing you brought about, not you, but the person, the friend. The idea of it, pick a movie, baby. The idea of it actually can send you into, like, a dark spiral. Like, your thoughts are blocked. You feel like you're hearing things, you're seeing things. You become really depressed. And that's probably the intention that your divine feminine had, just to get this person to leave them alone. But they didn't actually send them demons or anything that they practice with. So the only way you can, like, get your friend out of this depressive funk that it's like, wow, I shouldn't have never listened to, bro, because I wouldn't have been cursed right now, my whole life is ruined type shit, it's to just maybe send them this episode and have them listen to it, or let them know, like, bro, it's gonna be okay, like, just smoke a blunt and explain things. Because I feel like the reason I'm doing this episode is to get your friend out of this depression, because really what it is just depression. And it's like the idea, like the fear of the unknown. This person doesn't know about magic. So it's like somebody threatening them with that and then blocking them automatically made them feel like this person's doing work on me right now, when really your divine feminine went and took a nap and was like, spirit team, y'all better bring me some fucking clarity before I curse a random innocent person. And I don't mean to curse anybody, but like, that was not the way to go. I don't want to say it's your fault, but it's like, dude, you gotta do some damage control. Like, here, go ahead and put this in there. Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know what to say. She got on the phone with, like, either she called you, either the friend called you, or she got on the phone with her family, was like, I'm cursed. Like, when I tell you, like, I've seen in the cards, she got on the phone with somebody. Either it was you, cussed you out. She's stressing. She's crying. She could have went and bought some weed, some liquor. If she drinks and smokes, you know what I'm saying? She's eating her little heart out. She might have a bucket of ice cream and some pizza in there. And, yeah. And it's like, really, it's not a spell. It's just like the idea of that would make you go insane. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how else to explain it. Besides, she'll be all right. Just tell her what the fuck happened. Yeah, with the Ten of Swords here, and you're the King of Swords, you already knew, in a way, that this was risky. I don't know if you told your friend that, hey, my girlfriend, my child's mother, my future wife, whatever, she's a practitioner, make sure you're on top of your P's and Q's. She's psychic. I don't know if you told this person that before they went in and was just talking about stuff. But like, with the Ten of Swords here, she has way too many people, covens, people doing shit like this all the time, for you not to come through and just say, hey, babe, whoop, 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 whoop. Cause, like, yeah, if your divine feminine wouldn't have used her better judgment and actually did a spell on this person, it would have been like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you were like like she got caught in the crossfire. Like, she almost got caught in the crossfire and would have got all the energy that she been dishing out to everybody, planning her energy like that. Like, whatever anger that you were walking around feeling, was your divine feminine. And it got this person scared of the dark. Okay, let me pause here because it's about to end, but we're literally almost done. I just don't want it to cut off because it's only like an hour straight that you can record. So give me a second. Okay, we're almost done with this reading. I just didn't want it to cut off in the middle of what I was saying. But like, yeah, with the Ten of Swords here, that's like people constantly doing something to the back. It's like, behind your divine feminine's back. But in particular, this is the craft. So it's like they're constantly doing witchcraft, voodoo, hexes, spells, constantly stalking and preying on and like trying to hurt your divine feminine. And she still goes through that on a daily basis, if not every other day. So it's like, in a way, the judgment card was for you. Like, I get it, bro. I get it. I get it. I fucking get it. You're trying to do something to surprise her and be sweet. But it's like, right now, that's not what she needs in her energy. Right now, she needs to know, this is my man reaching out to me. And even if she doesn't know the end game, you feel me? Even if she doesn't know, like how I gave the example with, like, asking her about what she likes to cook. So the whole time her mind is on like, oh, I'm going to be cooking him pasta and lasagna and steak and lobster, whatever the fuck. Like, that whole time her mind's focused on that. She doesn't even think that you're doing something else, right? Like, you got to figure that out. But like, to send a friend in, and the friend doesn't really, and the friend's holding back something, and your divine feminine can't pinpoint if this is one of her enemies or not, you almost, you like almost, bro. It was like when I say like a pinch away, like, you know, you put your fingers together in like that tiniest little space. That's how close it was for your friend to actually be cursed. Like if your divine feminine spirit team wouldn't have been able to show her a vision or a dream. And they, you know, cause she has spell work going on all the time. So her dreams are like spell work. They'll show her this old friend, this person, this family member, this person, that person doing spell work on her. So she'll know what's going on. And even if that's mainly what her dreams consist of, there was like a small flash of whatever was going on with you guys. But since you are trying to keep things secret and surprise her, they couldn't show her everything. They can just show her enough to save your friend from being a part of her wrath towards her enemies. And she thought your friend was an enemy of hers, cloaked and planning her on her top. You know what I'm saying? So with the Ten of Swords here and the Nine of Swords, like, your friend probably needs to hear this episode, or you need to sit there and smoke with her and just play it out loud or something and be like, bro, it's cool. Cause right now she's like scared of the dark. She feels like jumpy and shit, but it's not literally because she sent a demon or spirits to your person, your friend's home or anything like that. It's because, like I said, if I wasn't a practitioner and somebody told me that they did magic on me, I would be spooked. And dark magic at that? Oh man, I'll be so scared. And then a bitch just blocked me? Oh my gosh, she's gonna kill me. Like, what's, you feel me? Like, what's gonna happen to me? I would be off that too. And then the another thing is, if your friend does drink hard liquor, when you're, I say this all the time on my episodes, but when you're drunk, your guard, your spiritual guard is down. So it does allow darker entities and stuff to tap in with you and put more fear into your heart. So if she's drinking and she thinks she's cursed, whatever fucking demons are around her, whatever spirits are in her vicinity with that bottle, cause it does make it easier for darker spirits like depression and shit like that to creep upon her. She's gonna feel even more of, I'm cursed, but it's not because of your person. It's literally because she's drinking and has this on her mind. So any fucking darker beings around her spiritually, she has her guard down. She's not in her highest vibration. They're gonna be like, yep, she cursed you. Yep, she cursed you. You see what I'm saying? So it's not your person. It's the, what this person did afterwards. If this person would have just been like, psh, this bitch ain't talking to me. Whatever, she blocked me, bro. You gonna have to handle that yourself. And she kept it in a high vibration and just went back to peace, love, and light. And was just vibing. And didn't let that affect her. She wouldn't be depressed and stressing right now. But she is. Like I said, she probably doesn't know about this type of spiritual stuff. I don't know what religious background she's from or whatever. But she's going through this shit right now. I can't lie. It's from Eight of Swords to Nine of Swords, where she's like afraid of the dark. She might have all the lights, the TV on up in this bitch. Like, she might be afraid to sleep because of this. So maybe go ahead and clear that up with your friend as soon as possible. Like I said, you can always send them this episode. I see the closest that your friend could have ever gotten to magic in their life is watching and reading Harry Potter. So like, go ahead and let this person know, like, it's okay, bro, you're good. Like, it's in your head. Like, let's smoke one, you're straight, bro. Like, she said that to scare you off because of this, right? But like, she didn't light a candle on you, dog. She didn't petition your soul, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're okay, you know? Because yeah, this person's like scared for sure. Yeah, you were like trying to have your friend, you were trying to pay your friend to do some detective work for you to find out certain things, but that wasn't the way to go. So I feel like the Judgment card came out because like with your better judgment, you knew more about your divine feminine than this person. So you know, babe is going through shit like this every day. So it was like, you could have had like a feeling that this might work, this might not, but you went against your better judgment and still did it. So I feel like, you know, it's your job to fix what's going on with your friend. Yeah. She might feel like she's hearing voices and shit. Like I'm saying, I can confirm it's not from this practitioner. It is literally from her drinking. Like I said, if the closest she's ever gotten to magic was reading and watching Harry Potter, she wouldn't understand that drinking makes you more susceptible to any lower vibrational energies that's in your space already. She doesn't know about saging and cleansing her energy and all that stuff. She's not going to know what all that means. So she feels like she's hearing shit. She probably is, but it's not because it was sent to her, and it's not always going to happen. But if she keeps drinking her life away or drinking her depression, drinking through it, she's going to keep hearing these voices. She's going to keep hearing these things because this is like a, you know what I'm saying? I say this with my enemies. Like when I actually curse my enemies and they can't sleep and they're scared because there's actual demons over there fucking with them. And they're like, damn, I don't have any uppers. Let me try to drink myself to sleep. And then my demons are fucking with them the whole time. It's because it's easier for them to fuck with them because they're drinking. You get what I'm saying? Because you don't have any spiritual protection around that time. Bubba, no. Because you don't have any spiritual guard up when you're drinking. You know what I'm saying? People can become lustful when they drink. And that lustful dark entity is around them. They can become violent and start fighting. They can get more depressed. Those are different demons. So it's like, this is not your divine feminine doing this. This is literally, she needs to put the bottle down, your friend. Needs to put the fucking alcohol down, the bottle down, smoke some bud, sober up, and realize that, like, bro, you gotta go ahead and take that out and be like, my bad, bro. I didn't mean to do that to you, but, like, also put the bottle down because until you cleanse your energy, you're gonna keep feeling this way. The most I can tell you to tell her to do is, like, if she's Christian or religious or anything, just be like, bro, pray, listen to some church music, whatever that means for her. Light some sage, clean out the house. You know what I'm saying? Maybe don't drink for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, do some high vibing stuff. Go out in nature, hug a fucking tree. I don't know, but like, she's literally not cursed. So it's not like she's cleansing away a spell, but that idea of it possibly happening to her might like traumatize her a little bit for sure, but I see positive movement forward here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But your spirit team is like, with you being the King of Swords, with the Six of Swords, you got to make this move forward in a positive way with your friend and explain to her what's going on a little bit more. Yeah. Like if she's into sports or she likes to have fun or anything like that, she got a dude, be like, here, bro, here's some money. Go out with your dude and play some fucking miniature golf. Go on the go-karts. Go surfing. Go do something. Like, get her to be outside and, like, live life again. Because, like, bro, it's your life is not over. Like, you feel me? Yeah, get her outside immediately. If she's like, you know, break her off some bread and be like, bro, go get your hair done. Go do something, you know? Go do something to, like, pour herself love into herself. For her to realize she's not... You know what I'm saying? She's not in a cursed. Because if she called around to not only you, but other people and was like, I'm cursed now. And she's speaking it into intentions. And then she's depressed. She's scared of the dark. She's going through all these things. It's like, she's going to manifest that for herself. So be like, man, get your ass out the house. Go on a date. Go do something nice with your hair. Go take your man out. Go take your fucking friend out. Go do something. But like, tell her to get out the house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. With the King of Cups here, this is somebody you have a child with. Meaning the practitioner. This is like your child's mother or something like that. Or you want her to be your child's mother. So it's like, she's gonna be around. If this is your friend and she doesn't say fuck you after this, and she's still like your friend, then she's gonna be around some type of way. So it's like, yeah, you got to kind of clear that up. Because right now she's like, she's giving me that she's feeling like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like everything is like, oh no, oh no. Like, do you see that? Do you see that? And it's like literally nothing there. Because it's like in her mind. Yeah, facts. For sure. Yeah, she might need like some time out the house. If she's like a camper, tell her to go camping or something. Be like, bro, here, take this. Go get a fucking camping pass for the weekend that's coming up. And you and your fucking friends and family go and go fucking camp and be outside under the stars or something. Just get her to be out in nature. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I see somebody's going to have this person listen to the podcast. That's awesome. Do that. Because I definitely explained a lot. It'll definitely help. Yeah, I see with the justice card here for somebody in particular, listening to this podcast is going to bring this person's mental back into balance. That's why I said maybe you sit down and smoke with this person and y'all listen together and you can explain it to them and be like, look, bro, yeah. The only reason she came off like aggressive or like a thug is because this happens to her all the time, you know? My bad, bro. I shouldn't have put you in harm's way. You feel me? Like, it's not funny, but I'm like, dog, you knew this, though. Like, I shouldn't have put you, like, I wasn't thinking straight, bro. I was so focused on doing this, this, and this. I didn't realize me sending you in. It's like, how can I explain this? Like, I don't know. It's like your divine feminine is in a hostile environment, you know? Like, everybody's attacking her. Everybody's doing stuff to her. And then you send your friend into a hostile environment like, hey, I'm not going to really tell you who I am, but I'm here to help. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then they start not making sense to your divine feminine. So then it's like now they're taken hostage, but they're not harmed. It's almost like that. You knew not to send this person in because they had a possibility to be taken hostage and harmed like everybody else. And luckily they let this hostage go away, get away, or like walk away unharmed because their spirit team showed them something. And they were like, don't go hostile on this one, this particular one right here. Even though you killed all the other hostages, don't go hostile on this person. So then it's like, damn, I knew I shouldn't have sent them into that fucking dangerous situation. Like, again, your divine feminine is not a bad person. This is just not the time to not show up and be yourself because they have way too many people probably intimidating. Imitating that they're friends, imitating that, you know, even if they know for sure nobody can imitate you, nobody has your pictures or anything like that, it's just people trying to play on their top like, oh, I'm a friend, or I want to get to know you, or I want to be your lover, or I want to work with you. And then it always ends up being some fuck shit. So it's like, you got to come correct or don't come at all type shit with this person because it's a very hostile environment, you know? I hope that clears up whatever it is for whoever needs to hear it. On my end, if this person ever hears it on my end, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to, put you into this dark ass vibe. I never want to do that to anybody ever. I know what it feels like to actually have curses on you and to be cursed, but baby girl, you're not cursed. You do need to put down the bottle though. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not a drinker for this very reason. I go into it a lot on my other episodes. I'm not going to really break it down too much, but it does make you more susceptible to believing shit that ain't really there. You know what I'm saying? But to the person that might hear this one day, for me on my end, I never lit a candle on you. I never put a spell on you. I did threaten you to get you to go away from me because I couldn't tell if you were one of my enemies doing this or not. I've been going through this for like 4 years, really my whole life, but like with family. And then outside of that, with other people, strangers and people joining in and old friends for like 4 years straight, still kind of going through it. So it's nothing against you. I'm sure you're a lovely person. I just am on edge, you know? So I didn't mean to scare you. I hope you're okay. I hope you have a better day. Hopefully everything can work out and one day we'll be able to smoke and laugh about this and be really good friends. That's all I got. Peace.